High Court okays a congressional panel's request for records. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The January 6th Select Committee will now have access to the phone records and text messages of Arizona's Republican state chair after the Supreme Court rejects her appeal.
Kelly Ward had said the effort to subpoena T-Mobile violated her First Amendment rights regarding political association. A federal judge disagreed, and the Ninth Circuit also rejected Ward's argument in a 2-1 decision. The two judges who ruled against her had found the committee had proper government interest in her records because she was engaged in trying to send fake electors to Congress after the 2020 election.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. President Biden's plan to forgive student loan debt for millions of borrowers lost another battle in court today when a federal appeals court panel agreed to a preliminary injunction halting the program while an appeal plays out. That ruling comes days after a federal judge in Texas blocked the program, saying it usurped Congress's power to make laws. The Texas case was appealed, and the administration is expected to appeal today's ruling as well. Police say they've captured the suspect in last night's shooting at the University of Virginia that killed three UVA football players and injured two others.
The three were shot on a charter bus just after 10 p.m. on campus. They went on a field trip with a class to see a play in Washington, D.C. They just returned to the UVA campus when police say the gunman fired multiple shots.
Fox's David Spunt in Charlottesville. Meantime, officials in Idaho are treating yesterday's deaths of four University of Idaho students as homicides. The bodies were discovered when police responded to a report of an unconscious person near the campus. Stocks ending the day lower. The Dow falling 210 points, the S&P dropping 35, with the NASDAQ down 127 points at the closing bell. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The United Kingdom and France are trying to stop illegal migration as more than 40,000 people have crossed the English Channel by unofficial means this year.
More than half of those who cross on small boats from France come from just three countries, Albania, Afghanistan and Iran. They're mostly seeking asylum, although not all will get it. This deal means the UK increases its payments to France to more than $74 million a year. Some of that will be spent increasing patrols on French beaches used as set-off points by people smuggling gangs. The UK receives fewer asylum seekers than many other European nations, but thousands camp out in northern France hoping to reach Great Britain. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visiting the newly liberated city of Kherson today. He hailed the Russian withdrawal as the beginning of the end of the war, but he also acknowledged the heavy price Ukrainian soldiers are paying. The retaking of Kherson was one of Ukraine's biggest successes in nearly 9 months since the Russian invasion. Officials in South Korea will soon send a murder suspect back to New Zealand.
She's accused of killing two kids in New Zealand, stuffing them into suitcases in Auckland. Now, South Korea says it will send her back to that nation within 30 days. The 42-year-old woman was arrested in South Korea about 2 months ago. Court officials say the woman agreed earlier in writing to be sent back to New Zealand. The children's bodies discovered in August after a New Zealand family bought abandoned goods, including two suitcases, from a storage unit in an online auction. Authorities say the children were between 5 and 10 years old and had been dead for years when their bodies were found in the suitcases. New Zealand police said the family had nothing to do with the deaths. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Comedian and longtime Tonight Show host Jay Leno suffered what he calls serious burns from a gasoline fire sustained while working on his car collection. In a statement, Leno says he's okay but needs a week or two to get back on his feet. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.